On the winning team, Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Get in the game this baseball season at Hot Shots and their 11 area locations. Swing by for a great game day special, including the Cardinals Sampler Appetizer for only $5.99, along with great specials on Butt Family Beers, Redbird Shots, and Cardinal Bombs, sure to wet your whistle. Also, come play Cards Roulette during every game, and if they go deep, you win. Don't miss a second of the action at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, home of the St. Louis baseball fan for over 25 years.
This is Cam Jansen, and I'm telling you, the warm weather is here. You know what that means? You're probably going to have to take your shirt off at some point. Don't be that guy that has that large t-shirt that jumps in the pool with it. Don't be that guy. Sometimes it's tough getting up and forcing yourself to work out, and I'm telling you, if you don't have that drive anymore, you got to go get checked out at LowTUSA.com. They got two places. They got a place in Chesterfield and in South County. All you got to do is go in and get your blood work done. Go get your blood work done by board-certified physicians. You'll get results that same day. And I tell you this, you might be suffering from low testosterone. If that's the case, you will feel a huge difference. You'll have that drive again. All you got to do is walk in one of the two locations, either South County or Chesterfield. Get your blood work done. It is covered by insurance. This is not a rich man's game. This is for the working man. I am telling you, LowTUSA.com. It's a game changer. And I'll tell you this, it's a relationship changer too.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The 2018 real estate market is hot and homes are selling fast. If you think you're the only person watching those same homes in the same neighborhoods, you're dead wrong. How do I know? Because we're pre-approving them in record numbers. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from TheHomeLoanExpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had beef tenderloin with a tangy Greek sauce sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you could eat them with a butter knife? It's called the pepper loin, and that's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week, and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Do you suffer from airport boredom, flight delay syndrome, or are you that person who does what they're supposed to do and checks in 2 hours early only to sit in some dirty chair for what seems like a lifetime? Suffer no more, because in Terminal 2, you have Wingtips, an upscale lounge with all-inclusive drinks, food, and ultimate comfort. If you have work to do, you'll feel like a CEO getting ready for your private plane. That's Wingtips Lounge, and mention you heard this on 590 and get a discount on a single day pass.
Business travelers in the St. Louis area, listen up. Stop complaining about the amount of time you must spend in the airport. Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2, can remedy your entire travel experience. In lounge restrooms, speedy Wi-Fi, a complimentary offering of food and drinks, and a Fortune 100-style conference room can eliminate the words traveling gets old from your vocabulary. Come on in for a single visit or receive great discounts on personalized memberships. Your travel lounge awaits.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
Haven't seen the beautiful patio at Kirkwood Brew House yet? What are you waiting for? It's a great place to hang out before, during, and after Cardinal games while enjoying some of the coldest beer in town, exclusively featuring Missouri craft brews. Right next door, the 590 The Fan Studios. We'll see you on the patio at Kirkwood Brew House.
Yeah. diarrhea.
Yeah, that's a word. We always laugh at that word. But there is nothing funny about actually having diarrhea. I mean, there's nothing funny about it at all. You know, the F-A-R-T thing, that's the universal funny sound. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing funny about that other thing. Bad. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 20th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's. Copper top, round building, heart of Chesterfield Valley, and a lot of good stuff in there. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what you'll find and why you should always check their website. But first, we're going to do this.
Hey!
Okay. I'm always anxious to see who's running the control board each day. And let me look. Oh, my goodness. It's the man who spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. Yes, that's right. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. He'd like to say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. And Frank would like us to be more open and honest. So I just want to let you know that I really need to poop right now. Like, really, really badly. Mm.
All right. When did I ever say... Hold it. When did I... Stop. Stop. Stop the music. No, stop the music. When did I ever say to be more... How could you be more open and honest in this show? Wow. When did I ever say we need to be more open and honest?
That was the funniest thing you've said in 8 months.
I never said
Limey,
that.
Limey. Dump that.
It's too late.
Dump it.
It's too late.
When did I ever say?
You didn't. You dump didn't. It. I just dump needed that whole something segment. To lead into me needing to poop.
Oh, wow. Is it so bad that you actually have to get up right now?
No, it's right now.
If you leave the mics on, we'll just talk.
Wow. Right? No, it's actually at the point. Well, no, I can't, like, go here at the work. You know, I've got to, like, go at my own toilet. But it's where I can't tell the difference if it's a fart or if it's actual fart.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Edit this out. Edit all this out. Edit it out right now. Edit it out.
Radio edit.
He is Trevor Limey, Limestone, Limey Phillips, and he'd like to say hello to the audience and not tell you he's Dr. Poop. Go right ahead now.
Hello, everyone.
God. You know what? Today is the day that I'm glad I'm isolated.
We're glad you're isolated every day. Every day, we're glad you're isolated. Wow, he's actually not on the road right now. He's in the studio, and I'm glad because I never know until I get in here. I wonder, well, is he northbound? Is he southbound? Is he westbound? Or is he...
He's bound and down.
Yeah!
Now he's studio bound, and he's here to do his segment in just mere moments. He is Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you for not adding that you also needed to do something.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right, in the quarantine room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. If you're thinking about retiring, call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSC. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
All right. This guy is the guy you turn to for two things. Top of the hour, between 3 and 6, you turn to him for news. What's going on in the world? What's happening? And then the rest of the day, and I mean the rest of the day, like even in the middle of the night, you turn to him when you need a special kind of work to be done. That's right, the work. A private investigation, the same work that Jim Rockford did on the Rockford Files, only he does it better. Tim Woodburn, private investigator, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping a lot of AM and the PM listeners actually lately. And if you have something going on in your life, need to find somebody for any reason whatsoever, you can email me and we can talk about that for free. My email is tim@gatewaypi.net. And Frank, I know how you're always telling us you want us to be open and honest on this show.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that Limey's nipple hurts and it stings when he pees, too.
Okay. Thank you for that. And you had something in the Playhouse you wanted to share, right?
I do.
Don't let me forget that.
Okay.
Just jump in there and make sure I don't forget it. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Jen.
The rat boy, hang on, he's trying to tell me something. Okay, the maybe Limey wouldn't have to do this if he'd eat more what?
Jeez.
Okay, well, that's something to that. That's what I hear anyway. How about it for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Why would the nipple be stinging? That's what I want to know.
Why does it sting when you pee?
It doesn't.
No, I said your nipple hurts. It stings when you pee.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What?
Listen. I don't know.
What? I don't know why. I still don't get why the nipple would hurt.
What
stings? He said his nipple hurts and his...
I said your nipple hurts. Yeah,
like my nipple hurts, which I don't know why it would. And it burns when I pee. Like the nipple part I didn't get.
I don't get any of this.
I don't
either. How would he know if it burns when you pee? And if it does, by the way, that's called syphilis.
Well, chlamydia or gonorrhea, but no, there's no burning when I pee.
Doesn't chlamydia sound like it should be a woman's name? Like a pretty name?
Like a wrestler. I think it'd be a good name for a female wrestler.
Does sound like a pretty name?
No, I think it could be like a southern name. My stars. You don't know my name? My name is Chlamydia von Vanderhurst the Fourth. I'm Chlamydia von Dyck.
I think Chlamydia von Dyck.
I'm on the board of our church. Chlamydia. It's like a woman's name to me.
I think it'd be a good name for a stripper.
Oh, it would be.
Hey, fellas, get out of your ass and move your glass. It's the lovely Chlamydia on stage one.
Okay, you've worked at those places. What exactly is Chlamydia? How is it different from like gonorrhea, syphilis?
Is that the one that you can't cure? I know syphilis you can
be cured
nowadays.
You say cunt.
Be real careful.
Especially when we're talking about chlamydia.
Exactly.
I don't know.
We are brought to you by Amini's. I see it every day. Every day I go by Amini's. I may go in there tomorrow morning. Because I haven't been there for a little while, I'm going to just check in, make sure everything is good. All is good. I think it is. You need to go to their website, because when you go to the website, you will find some great opportunities to save some big money. And if there's nothing there that strikes your fancy, go in the store. Go in the store anyway. Do both. And when you go in the store, you announce proudly that you're AM and the PM. I've told you before, my very first visit to Amini's. Was I had gone into another store looking for it. It was a pool cue, that chalk, that blue. It's usually blue, isn't it? That chalk, the end of your pool cue.
Mm-hmm.
And the place didn't have any. And I said, Amini's will have it. Now, of all the things you'd go into Amini's to find, here they have, you know, things that cost, I mean, tens of thousands of dollars. Some of these handmade rugs, and they have video games in arcade, a little square or cube of chalk. They had it. So I bought a little box of it. It's like six or eight in a box, and I bought them. And then while I was there, I thought, hey, there's some other cool stuff in here. Like if you have the chalk, but now you need the pool table and the pool cues, they have all of that. And they can get you the most incredible, beautiful pool table in the world. I saw one in there. It was $64,000, and I saw another fantastic pool table that was very much like the one I have in my home, only the one at Amini's cost less, which surprised me, because that was back when I, too, thought that everything at Amini's would cost more. No, not. There's a song, and the name of the song is It Ain't Necessarily So. Bad grammar, but, a song nonetheless, and it's not necessarily so. Yes, there are things in Amini's that cost quite a bit of money, and there's a reason. They're worth it. They should cost that money. There are other things that are very reasonably priced, but they have one thing in common. They're all super high quality, because remember the, what was the wine? Hang on, was it Orson Welles? We will sell no wine before its time. Was that Gallo, or was it... What wine? You remember what wine that was? That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Palmesan. I think that was it. We will sell no wine before its time. Orson Welles had the big deal. Well, they will sell no junk at any time at Amini's. They don't deal in junk. When they sell patio furniture, it's the best patio furniture made in the world. And then same goes for furniture for other rooms of the house, or accent pieces, or area rugs, handmade or machine made, or lighting in the Jaffe lighting department, which is upstairs
which is about the first thing you see when you walk in, is the staircase. Walk right up there and tell them your AM and the PM. Please do that for us. Whether you buy now or you come back and buy later, tell them your AM and the PM. They'll be glad to have you there, and anybody in the family will like it. Because if the kids have no interest in the stuff you want to look at, send them over to play the arcade games or pinball games. They're on Free Play. A-M-I-N-I-S in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, aminis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
He's here again, and he's here to take us somewhere. Folks, I hope you're taking notes, because summer vacations, a lot of people haven't done them yet. They'll do them right before Labor Day, before school starts back. A lot of good ideas, good tips here, whether you want to go a long distance or you just want to get in the car and travel 2 hours down the road. Here's the man that knows all about it. He's brought to you by Window World at windowworldstlouis.com to find out more about the number one selling replace. What? Stop the music.
What's going on?
What are we doing?
I'm just trying to help a brother out.
What?
By reminding you not to do something that you keep doing.
What am I doing?
Well, you couldn't do it if you put your body in the position that I'm putting my body in right now. Oh, my God.
What am I doing? I don't know what you're talking about.
Crucified?
Just don't clap.
Forget it.
All right? Just don't clap.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, this is so inside. This is so inside. Folks, I can't even share this with you. So here's what we're going to do. Edit out everything I just said after A-M-I-N-I-S. In fact, right before I said A-M-I-N-I-S, let me edit out right just as before I said A. Go ahead.
Radio edit.
A-M-I-N-I-S. Aminis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Toronto, Winston.
Now, the man is going to take us somewhere. Sorry, don't email me and go, what was that about? I can't even begin to explain it. I'll just keep moving here. He is brought to you by Window World. Number one, they get two plugs now. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up, please, for Bill Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
Now, you know that now that you did what you just did, which nobody can understand what we're talking about, I now will never do that. What you were telling me not to do, I'll never do it. Because of that, that had impact. That had tremendous impact.
Oh, man.
Should I try to tell people what it was?
Yeah,
I think
please.
A lot of people
I can explain it pretty quickly.
All right, go ahead.
When Frank was introducing Bill, Frank introduces Bill, and Frank gets a big kick out of the fact that the laugh track, or the clap track that we play for Bill, includes about three people, whereas everybody else's clap track has like 1,000 people in the audience, right? So every time Frank introduces Bill, Frank claps.
Yeah.
Four claps.
Which drowns out the three people that are actually clapping for Bill. So I'm leaning back in my chair as Frank's getting ready to introduce Bill, and I'm leaning back and I have my wingspan 6 feet out trying to symbolize to Frank, keep your hands apart, don't clap.
Oh, Tim is,
while we're on the air, creating a sign language, his own kind of sign language, trying to give me a sign, don't clap. And he has his arms as far apart as he can get them. I didn't know if you were showing me you had underarm stains. I didn't get it. So
I had no idea what it was either.
Well, now we know, and now we will never add to Bill's scant little clap track, as Tim calls it. Take us anywhere. Go ahead.
If you're watching on 11.2, you would have seen that.
That's right.
Same exactly three people.
Right. That's right. So not necessarily a destination today, but I want to talk about some food specialties. So we all know, obviously, St. Louis, known for toasted ravioli. You go up to Philadelphia, and they got the Philly cheesesteak.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you been able to finally solve the mystery? Who actually was, or what was the restaurant that was the toasted ravioli originator?
Yes. So
because about five restaurants claim it.
I believe it's Mama's on the Hill. I believe that, and it was Mama. They call it Mama's on the Hill now, but it used to be Mama.
But they can't prove it, can they?
Well, who can prove
it? Because I was in a restaurant last week,
And I had toasted ravioli, and I said, "No, this is not bad." And they said, "Oh, it ought to be good. We're the originators." And I thought, wait a minute.
The story is that, in a nutshell, that the ravioli fell into the deep fryer, and then somebody said, "Oh, we can't waste this, blah, blah, blah." So they started giving it to people just to give it away, and people liked it. So then they started making more, and it became a thing.
That could be true.
Yeah, but and honestly, it could have happened in more than one spot. I mean, that seems like a fairly
And here's the deal: who cares? Because it's good. I've had toasted ravioli at places where they said, you know, it all started here, but their toasted ravioli wasn't as good as some other toasted ravioli I've had.
You know, it started because of an accident.
He just said that.
I just said that.
He just told
you were flapping your arms in the air. You heard that.
Just making sure that you caught it.
No, he just told the story.
I know he fell in the fryer. That's what made it funny.
Hey, Frank, do you want to know how toasted raviolis first started?
See, it's not funny now.
Apparently, they fell in a fryer.
You can't do the same bit three times in
a row.
You're being too open. You need to stop being so open.
Go ahead.
All right, so just a few of these. I have five of them real quick. So Minneapolis is known for something called the Juicy Lucy. Has anyone had the Juicy Lucy? So this is it's a hamburger. It's a cheeseburger, I guess. But instead of putting cheese on top or on the bottom of the patty, it's actually the cheese is inside of the meat patty.
Huh. I don't like the sound of that.
How do they do
that? It's kind of a popular thing.
It's kind of like, I've had those, aren't there hot dogs with cheese in them? Yeah. I don't like that.
Well, that's in Minneapolis. There's a couple of places you can get it there. Louisville, Kentucky is known for something called hot browns. Has anyone heard of this?
I have. I've had them. Oh. I've had
one. Yeah, you were.
I'm about to make some.
Trevor has
them. Oh, my God.
And I'm going to tell you right now, they're disgusting.
Nope.
I have not had. It's been around for over 100 years. It's a sandwich, turkey and bacon, spiced up with tomatoes, mushroom slices, and even canned peaches at times. So check that out. Now
the cream over it that's gross. They're served with like this white cream sauce. It's nasty. Take it back.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they need a better name. That's not a good name.
For 100 years, they've called it hot brown.
Are you going to mention what's it called in New Orleans? What do they call them?
Beignets.
No, I'm just going to mention a few that people may not have heard. Now this one is from Nebraska, and Trevor might be part of this also in a few minutes. It's called a Runza.
Another bad name.
Yeah, also a bad name.
Another bad name.
Is that like the hot Carl?
It's sort of like.
No, I'm serious. That's a horrible name.
It is a horrible name. It's sort of like a hot pocket. You know, you've heard of the hot pocket. Okay, so it's got ground beef, onions, and cabbage, which I don't like.
Man, if they just leave the cabbage out. I like onions. I like ground beef.
All right. Cincinnati. Some people
know. Oh, no, just as chili.
The chili. Oh, Skyline chili.
Horrible.
I am not a chili fan, but I have heard from a lot of people that have had... But that is not good. But they have like over 100 restaurants around...
I don't get it. Somebody brought us at the other station some cans of the Skyline chili.
Yeah.
The best way I can describe it, it's like if you took some kind of chili and put it in a blender and pureed it. Is that the word? Puree.
Yeah.
And just to where it's just a finely ground...
It's like the chili sauce of QT that I put on the hot. It's real finely, and then they just lob tons of shredded cheese on the top. You can't even see the hot dog.
But the chili itself wasn't even that good. It'd be different
if
it's
not chili. It's chili sauce.
Yeah,
is what
thank
it is.
You.
It's like it's loaded with cinnamon or something too.
Yeah,
it's bad.
And the last one, I think everybody by now has heard of hot chicken, right? You've all heard Nashville hot chicken?
Nope.
No.
Really? No one?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So this is a big deal, and it's popping up around the country. A lot of restaurants have it. I can't remember where I was recently. I think somewhere in Wisconsin, some restaurant had it there. But it did start in Tennessee, and there is a place to go that's sort of the place that it started, and it's Prince's Hot Chicken Shack. And this place has been around since 1930. They only accept cash payment, and the chicken is cooked to order in varying degrees of hotness. So it's hot, medium, or extra hot, which they say will make you cry to get the extra hot. Good.
I have to share this text with you. This is, we used to work with a woman named Judy Martin. Judy the cutie. All right. I love Judy. In a sexual way. And she's, here's what she says. We're talking about Skyline. She said, watch it. Like a warning. Oh. I love Skyline chili.
Oh.
And that cheese is what makes it. That was directed at you, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And she says it has cinnamon and chocolate in it.
Oh.
Chocolate.
Well, Judy, I still love you, but cinnamon and chocolate don't belong in chili. They just don't. I love cinnamon and I love chocolate. Not in chili.
So, Judy, thank you for the warning. I love the beginning. Watch it. Yeah. She's bossy.
You should tell her to send you a photo wearing nothing but two bowls of Skyline chili.
See, I wouldn't do that because I have tremendous respect for
her. I'll send her one. Okay. I don't have any respect for her.
And then if she sends it, you the picture, give me a copy.
Right, I'll get to you.
I enjoyed working with Judy and still enjoy the ongoing affair I'm having with her. So, is that it?
If you want more, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Clevelin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bill. Oh, my goodness. I just did it. I did it. I clapped along after all that.
I know you did.
Even I don't clap.
No, let's keep talking about it. It's so inside, yet...
We've just got to break the habit.
I'm disappointed in myself.
You just broke a promise. You said you'd never do it again, and 5 minutes later, you did it again.
I know.
You're a liar.
Broke a promise.
Let's redo the close. Edit that out. We're going to redo the close.
Radio edit.
Okay, Bill Clevelin, everybody.
No, Bill, come on. Wow. Now you ruined your own embarrassing clap track.
I got a really nice email. In fact, it's complimentary to everybody, all of you, and I will share it. Yeah,
what?
Share it with you. It says, Frank, you were talking about Yellowstone on the Paramount Network. That's the thing that we talked with Buffa about yesterday with Kevin Costner. As you said a few days ago, you had Dish Network. Paramount is on Dish. By the way, Don, who wrote this, I know that. My wife told me that, but thank you. He says it's on Dish, channel 241. You can also see Yellowstone there. You don't need to stream it as long as you have the proper programming that you're paying for from Dish. I plan to watch it myself. Frank, the show is better than ever. I've had some health issues lately, and it makes my day by giving me a laugh when things are not going so well. Thanks to you and the gang, that's all of you, you're the gang, for all you do to make the day of many people every day. It's great to listen and laugh now and then, rather than just all political talk that's on most of the other stations. I have not listened to the other station since you left.
Oh.
Thank you for the laugh and making life a little better each afternoon. No, Don, thank you, because Don has been listening a long, long time, and I've had emails from Don before. And, Don, I hope you are better and well and stay with us for a long, long time. We don't need to be losing any listeners. Larry Connors comes on in about, 20, 30 minutes. And here's a little bit of what he's going to have tonight. He's on 6 to 8, Larry Connors, USA. President Trump signed an executive order to stop separating families at the border, but will this quiet complaints? My answer to that is no. No, it won't. They'll find something else. Actor Peter Fonda says he wants somebody to rip Barron Trump from his mother and put him in a cage with pedophiles.
Oh, my God.
What?
Whoa.
You know, this is the kind of stupid... First of all, Peter Fonda's career was dead 30 years ago. So this is his way, I guess, of getting attention and going, hey, everybody, I'm still out here.
Dumb question. What relation is he to Jane Fonda?
It's her brother. Her brother.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
And that's the kind of crap that celebrities can get away with. And I'm not sure why, but they get a pass for some reason. Next month, Nevada, if you live there, you're supposed to call it Nevada. That's what they could will carry out its first execution in 12 years. And in this case, the inmate wants to die. Larry, we'll have phones open for your comments. I think where he's headed with this is there will be people that try to stop it. If the guy wants to die and he's actually a horrible scumbag criminal, then just kill him. But we'll see how that goes. A Michigan woman... It looks like this is unbelievable. It looks like she might have killed her ex-lover and served him at a neighborhood barbecue.
Oh!
Have you ever seen Fried Green Tomatoes, the movie?
No.
With Kathy Bates and Jessica Tandy? Watch Fried Green Tomatoes. First of all, it's a really good movie, but just watch it. You'll know why I told you to watch it. And in the United States, cigarette smoking is at the lowest ever. I address this directly to you, Limestone, and to you, Dan, you cancer stick suckers. Lowest ever in Canada has set the official date to legalize marijuana. So a lot going on Larry Connors. Larry Connors show. What do I have here? Bill, before the show, was telling me about, he went to Hershey, Pennsylvania. We're talking about chocolate. And I said, I don't think I've ever had a bad piece of milk chocolate. I don't care if it's just Hershey's, which is sort of considered, you know, the medium level chocolate. Then you get into Lindt chocolate and, what are some of those other?
Godiva.
Gillian.
Oh, Godiva. That's a good one. And I was wondering if you blindfolded me or anybody and said, here are six pieces of milk chocolate. Could you really tell the difference? Maybe in the texture. I think some of that foreign stuff is creamier a little bit, but there's no bad milk chocolate that I've ever tasted. Anyway,
yeah.
And then he said there's a place in Kansas City. Is Russell Stover the home of Russell Stover?
They're based in Kansas City. Their offices are.
And that's another one. Russell Stover. That's good. That's good chocolate. I don't get the dark chocolate thing. Well, yes, I sort of do because people like my wife see some story where dark chocolate is better for you.
Yeah.
So she'll buy into that and she'll read. She'll eat it.
How about white chocolate? Kit Kat makes a white Kit Kat now.
Yes. And could you blindfolded tell white chocolate?
I think I could.
Absolutely.
I can tell a difference.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can or not.
There's more of a milkier taste to the white chocolate. It just stands out.
More of a yogurty taste.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Yogurty. Yes. That's the best. Yeah, yogurty. I like that word.
I just made it up.
I would go with that. Whitman's was the other one. Whitman's Sampler. That used to be a big seller. That was the big gift box you'd give people. And nobody wanted it because when you opened it, it had all the pieces you don't want.
Everybody picked over it.
Pink cream in the middle. And yes, by the time you got it, all the nuts are gone, and it's just pink creams and other kind of creams and some other junk.
Did you ever just poke your finger in them? And just, I don't want that one.
No, Dan, we don't do that. You do that. Oh. Other people don't stick their fingers in people's chocolate candy. Last week, there was a guy in Ohio who has hepatitis C. He was sentenced to 18 months in prison because he spit at Cleveland police and medics. And I say, good. 18 months in prison for spitting because in Ohio, it is against the law to put blood or saliva, if you have hepatitis C, or I think if you're HIV positive, that's a felony. Good. It says it's a felony for people who know they have HIV or viral hepatitis or tuberculosis to intentionally expose another person to their blood, their semen, their urine, or their feces or any other bodily substance such as saliva with the intent to harass or threaten the person. So I don't know about Missouri. But as far as I'm concerned, that would be fine all over the country if that was a felony. You shouldn't be doing that to people. This rapper who just was shot.
Oh, XXX.
Yeah, I got a great email from somebody, so I went online and I checked it out to make sure it was legit, and it was, because this stuff is from police records. This rapper, XXXTentacion, who was just shot and killed. This guy, and yesterday I kept seeing all of these wonderful tributes and other rappers. Oh, my God, this is gone too soon. But, no, I say good riddance. This guy, wow, I don't have to. I got three printed out single space pages on how horrible this guy was.
And he was only 20. He was 20
years old. He did a lot of bad stuff by the time he was only 20. Battery by strangulation, false imprisonment, witness tampering. He was about to be convicted on all kinds of things he'd been charged with.
He was a woman beater.
He beat his pregnant girlfriend and threatened to shove barbecue utensils into her vagina. I mean, no, this guy was sick. So I've said this before. Just because somebody passes away doesn't mean that people should start acting like, oh, well, he was turning his life around. No, he wasn't. He wasn't. It says he slapped his girlfriend, broke her iPhone because she complimented a friend of his on his friend's jewelry. So he didn't like it. So he knocked her around, broke her phone, slapped her. Went out of the room, returned with two barbecue grilling implements, a barbecue pitchfork and a barbecue cleaner, and says, you pick one because I'm going to shove that one up your vagina. Oh. Only I'm sure he didn't say vagina. So she did. He forced her to pick the fork, the barbecue fork. He told her to undress, and then he lightly dragged it across that part of her body just to frighten her. And they said scared her to death, and he didn't, you know, penetrate her. But just the fact that he threatened her with it. I got all kinds of stuff here about him threatening to kill. Oh, my God. This is, yeah, so there you go. Tentacion, XXX Tentacion. Before you get too sad, maybe you ought to be thinking more like, hey, you know, good riddance. Used car prices, 13-year high. Used cars are worth more now than they have been in 13 years. What do you think is the average price paid right now in this country for a pre-owned car? The average price, around the room, like limestone.
10 to 11,000.
$12,000.
I'll say $7,500.
I was going to say $13,000.
$19,657. Wow. That's the average price. Yeah. The pre-owned car business is very, very good right now. And is there anything else I think you just need to know and can't live without? Yeah, this thing right here. I saw this. Russell Crowe, one, he's pretty fat right now.
And what's happened to him? Haven't heard much about him.
Chunked up pretty good. So he was at this charity screening of Gladiator because they re-released it or something. And so he was in Rome last week. And they screened it at the Coliseum. And they accompanied it with live musicians. They've done that here. They've done it at Powell Hall and Fox where they'll show a movie and then they'll have a live orchestra or something. But here's the part that got my attention. It says it's part of a fundraiser to benefit the End Polio Now program in Italy. What people don't realize is there's still polio.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about it, but it's not wiped out.
But there's a lot of new parents that have decided not to give their kids the immunizations, like the measles, the mumps and rubella, and the polio, and some other.
Is that some religious thing?
No, they just...
Okay, but that's like parents who, what are they, Christian Scientists or whatever?
I don't know.
Are those the people that go, we're not going to the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to pray the illness away?
Yeah. Exactly. We don't believe in going to the doctor. Okay, then you'll just have to die. We get the ladies in here. I guess we have time after the ladies and after Mike. We'll kick a couple things around. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy finally goes to the doctor at the insistence of his wife. He hasn't been for years and years and years and years. And he's not feeling right. And his wife finally convinces him to just get a thorough physical. So they have a family doctor, family friend, and even their friend, the doctor, said, Bob, you know, I always use Bob. I just like the name Bob. Bob, when are you ever going to come in and get a physical? Oh, I'll get in one day. Well, finally, after years and years and years, he does go in because he's not feeling right. And they run all kinds of tests. It's a thorough physical. And they get the results back, and the doctor says, Bob, I need you to come down here to the office. He goes, hey, Doc, how about all the tests? How's everything looking? He goes, you need to come down. And your wife, you might want to bring your wife with you. Well, that's usually not good. So he goes to the doctor's office. They sit down. And the doctor says, you know, Bobby, says, your wife has tried to get you to come in and just get checked out for a long, long time. And I've even mentioned it to you, and you wouldn't do it, and now you've come in, and I don't know how else to put this to you, but you're dying, and you do not have much time at all. I mean, you really don't have much time. Bob says, wow. And there's nothing that we... He says, no, there's nothing can be done. You've waited to the point where it's just, I'm sorry, but you're going to go, and you're going to go real soon. Bob says, well, what does that mean, like real soon? Like, how long do you think I have? And the doctor says, 10. Bob says, 10 what? 10 years, 10 days, 10 months? Doctor says, 9, 8.
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Discover Student Loans. Northbound 270 ramp to westbound 70. A multi-vehicle accident reported now. They cleared the accident on the Lindbergh ramp to southbound 55. Northbound 270. You're solid westbound 44 Jefferson to Shrewsbury. And westbound 364 jams into Kisker due to a crash. Figuring out how to cover college costs? Discover Student Loans, one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. Great rates, zero fees, and students earn a cash reward for good grades. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Another long work week is history, and your only thoughts are on somebody taking care of you. Preparing the most fantastic meal imaginable, with service that only royalty would expect. The excitement of each server bringing out different dishes with smells that make you wish you ordered that or the next one or the next. Until that moment comes when your meal is served. That's the feeling you get at Spiro's in Chesterfield, where it's fun to wait for the meal to be prepared perfectly because you're going to enjoy world-class wine or any beverage that makes your day a little brighter. And the stress of the work week and its obligations are all left at the door. Spiro's in Chesterfield is that place. And whether it's the Grecian-style broiled rack of lamb, fresh fish, or the stuffed filet mignon, you'll feel like, for that moment in time, you're on the Mediterranean, waiting to yell Opa. Spiro's at 1054 North Woods Mill Road in Chesterfield.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
Blue Chip wonders, do you know the most common animal on Earth? It's not humans. Not by a long shot. There are some 10 quintillion insects alive. Over 200 million bugs per person. You need a professional. You need Blue Chip. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more. Blue Chip wonders, do you know the most common animal on Earth? It's not humans. Not by a long shot. There are some 10 quintillion insects alive. Over 200 million bugs per person. You need a professional. You need Blue Chip. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant-inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Attention golfers, after you're done shaving strokes, drop by one of Hotshot's 11 area locations for the 2018 Summer of Golf. Bring your scorecard to Hotshot's for a free golf sampler appetizer and get entered to win Summer of Golf prizes, including golf cart coolers, umbrellas, towels, and more. One lucky person will win a full set of Callaway irons, complete with a putter and new Callaway golf bag. So come cool off with the Hotshot's girls and enjoy great specials on Michelob Ultra buckets every Saturday. That's the Summer of Golf, only at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm ready to go to Dallas, Texas. I don't know about you. That's where Mike Evans is. He's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. Two incredible places. I don't think there's anything in St. Louis like either one of these. There are other restaurants, certainly. But these are different. They're terrific. And you will need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns. You just will. I couldn't get in. I tried to get in there Friday or Saturday night. I couldn't get in. And they were absolutely packed. Booked. They said they would get you in at 9:30. I thought, well, that's a little late for dinner, so I'll wait and do it another time. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards are always a good idea. Remember that every day is a good day to give somebody a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market. Please welcome Mike Evans. All right, now I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, we have a full 5 minutes and 15 seconds. So all yours.
All right, Jim.
You know what? They said they couldn't get you in. You know how you could have got in to eat? Ask for Tom, the manager, and tell him you know me.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I've known Tom. I've known Tom a long time, and I don't do that. So I just
come on. Pop quiz theme: celebrities are not all one-dimensional. Every day this week, celebrities who have secured a patent. Today, name the name of the celebrity who got a patent for a very detailed educational toy that is used in most kindergarten classes in America. Kris Jenner, Sandra Bullock. Meryl Streep.
No, not Streep.
Christy Brinkley.
Yes.
Court docket scoopage. NFL Players Association are going to sue their bosses, the NFL owners, because they demand that they stand for the national anthem.
No.
Well, agree or not agree, according to buddy Robert Shapiro, no way the players win this. Bob says that when wearing the uniform, they are representing the owners, and they are required to do as they are told if they want to get paid, just like any other employee. Compared it to a guy working at a grocery store that comes in with a parrot on top of his head protesting something. Not acceptable. Or a TV newscaster refusing makeup or not wanting to do a story because he didn't like it. You have to do what your boss tells you to do if you want to get paid.
And it's not like they're asking them to make any sort of declaration of their religion or beliefs. It's just saying, respect the United States, respect the country you live in. You don't have
exactly.
to like Trump. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And I'll tell you what, I'm talking to a lot of people that say they see any of this crap this season, they'll quietly watch the football games on TV, but they're canceling their season tickets. They're not going to buy any sponsors that advertise. I've talked to a half a dozen people, one guy in Seattle that has 12 season tickets to the Seahawks games. He canceled them last year at the end of last season.
All right, keep it going.
Movie news, Renee Zellweger will play.
She's got a body.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I like her.
I think she's quite cute.
You know what would be funny, Mike? Limey, a lot of times, kind of gives me this look like to nod of approval as to whether to give somebody a boing when you mention their name, and you have that way of manipulating your voice to kind of say, Nicole Kidman. Like when you say it in like sexy way, like Limey boings it, you could really get Limey, like if you said a guy's name that way. you said like Rob.
He's done it in
you
the
said like Rob
Lowe. That off the air.
Or, he's done that in the past.
Or if the name is like Pat. So you don't know male or female. Pat Swenson.
Yeah. Reno.
Yeah. Yeah.
Renee Zellweger is like attractive.
Sea bass.
Janet Reno.
I could see where you could think Zellweger's a little bit cute.
She's cute.
But not
me, myself, and Irene.
But not.
No, I think no. Blimey, I'm going with you. I think Renee Zellweger's cute.
No, yeah. It's his segment. Give it to her. Go ahead.
Renee Zellweger will play Judy Garland in a biopic, and Judy's daughter Liza Minnelli.
No.
Oh no.
Not Judy.
You got to save him. He would have done it if you didn't save him.
I would not. I know who that is.
You've been all over that like stink on a potato. Liza Minnelli has been hired as a consultant, and Renee Zellweger and Liza Minnelli have been friends forever. This sounds so stupid. First of all, when's the last time you saw a good movie with Eddie Murphy and Wesley Snipes?
Long time.
Well, Eddie Murphy and Wesley Snipes have signed to co-star together in a biopic of Rudy Ray Moore. Who dat?
Yeah.
He's a grandfather of rap and is known for his graphic and started the graphic sexual language in rap songs.
Well, thank goodness for him.
Who the hell would go see a movie about that guy starring Eddie Murphy and Wesley Snipes?
The rap crowd.
Yeah.
Oh. You know who I really like, homie? J.K. Simmons.
Oh, I like him, too.
Won the Oscar for Whiplash, the spokesman for those funny Farmers Insurance. He's the yellow M&M, the voice of the yellow M&M on TV commercials. He's going to be Commissioner Gordon in the new Batman movie with Ben Affleck. I like him a lot.
He's a good actor. Exactly
actors.
1 minute.
What do you mean 1 minute?
1 minute. We had 5 minutes and 15 seconds, and now we have 45 seconds.
TV news, America's Got Talent, the best in 13 years this season.
I agree.
Useless facts, still interesting, a can of Diet Coke will float, but a can of regular Coke will sink. Just thought you should know.
How about that?
And finally.
Here we go.
Came the name of the celebrity who got a patent for educational toy used in kindergartens around the country. Sandra Bullock, Kris Jenner, Christie Brinkley, Meryl Streep.
I'm going to go Sandra Bullock.
Christie Brinkley.
Meryl Streep.
Bullock.
Christie Brinkley. Mike, that was that.
Sandra Bullock.
Man.
She likes those kids. We're out of time. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening to whatever this is that we do. Thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. You got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. President Trump is taking action aimed at ending the border separation policy.
We're signing an executive order. It's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure that we have a very powerful, very strong border and border security.